Iran carries out wave of arrests and executions in wake of Israel conflict, date modified 2025-06-2016-19-55-41.442Z, description: Iranian authorities have carried out arrests and executions of people suspected of links to Israeli intelligence agencies. Iran carries out wave of arrests and executions in wake of Israel conflict, 5 days ago, save. BBC Persian, save. Getty Images. A mural in Tehran's Inqilab Square. Iranian authorities have carried out a wave of arrests and multiple executions of people suspected of links to Israeli intelligence agencies, in the wake of the recent war between the two countries. It comes after what officials describe as an unprecedented infiltration of Iranian security services by Israeli agents. Authorities suspect information fed to Israel played a part in a series of high-profile assassinations during the conflict. This included the targeted killings of senior commanders from the elite Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, and nuclear scientists, which Iran attributes to operatives of Israel's Mossad intelligence agency working inside the country. Shaken by the scale and precision of these killings, authorities have been targeting anyone suspected of working with foreign intelligence, saying it is for the sake of national security. But many fear this is also a way to silence dissent and tighten control over the population. During the 12-day conflict, Iranian authorities executed 3 people accused of spying for Israel. On Wednesday, just one day after the ceasefire, 3 more individuals were executed on similar charges. Officials have since announced the arrest of hundreds of suspects across the country on accusations of espionage. State television has aired alleged confessions from several detainees, purportedly admitting to collaboration with Israeli intelligence. Human rights groups and activists have expressed fears over the latest developments, citing Iran's long-standing practice of extracting forced confessions and conducting unfair trials. There are concerns that more executions may follow. Iran's Ministry of Intelligence claims it is engaged in a relentless battle against what it calls Western and Israeli intelligence networks, including the CIA, Mossad, and MI6. According to Fars News Agency, which is affiliated with the IRGC, since the beginning of Israel's attack on Iran on June 13, the Israeli spy network has become highly active inside the country. Fars reported that over the course of 12 days, Iranian intelligence and security forces arrested more than 700 individuals linked to this network. Iranians have told BBC Persian they received warning text messages from Iran's intelligence ministry informing them their phone numbers had appeared on social media pages related to Israel. They were instructed to leave these pages or face prosecution. The Iranian government has also stepped up pressure on journalists working for Persian-language media outlets abroad, including BBC Persian and the London-based Iran International and Manoto TV. According to Iran International, the IRGC detained the mother, father, and brother of one of its TV presenters in Tehran to pressure her into resigning over the channel's coverage of the Iran-Israel conflict. The presenter received a phone call from her father, prompted by security agents, urging her to quit and warning of further consequences. When Iran's supreme leader emerges from hiding, he will find a very different nation. We are exhausted. How Iranians are feeling after fragile ceasefire, after the conflict began, threats directed at BBC Persian journalists and their families have become increasingly severe. According to the journalists recently affected, Iranian security officials contacting their families have claimed that, in a wartime context, they are justified in targeting family members as hostages. They have also labeled the journalists as Mohareb, a term meaning one who wages war against God, a charge that, under Iranian law, can carry the death penalty. Manoto TV has reported similar incidents, including threats against employees' families and demands to cut all ties with the outlet. Some relatives were reportedly threatened with charges such as enmity against God and espionage, both capital offenses under Iranian law. Analysts view these tactics as part of a broader strategy to silence dissent and intimidate exiled media workers. Security forces have also detained dozens of activists, writers, and artists, in many cases without formal charges. There are also reports of arrests targeting family members of those killed during the 2022 Woman, Life, freedom anti-government protests. These actions suggest a broader campaign aimed not only at current activists but also at those connected to previous waves of dissent. During the war, the Iranian government severely restricted access to the internet, and even after the ceasefire, full access has not yet been restored. Limiting internet access during crises, especially during nationwide protests against the government, has become a common pattern by Iran. Additionally, most of the social networks like Instagram, Telegram, X, and YouTube, as well as news websites such as BBC Persian, have long been blocked in Iran and cannot be accessed without using a virtual private network, VPN, proxy service. Human rights advocates and political observers have drawn parallels to the 1980s, when the Iranian authorities brutally suppressed political opposition during the Iran-Iraq War. Many fear that, in the wake of Iran's weakened international standing after the conflict with Israel, the authorities may again turn inward, resorting to mass arrests, executions, and heavy-handed repression. Critics point to events of 1988, when, according to human rights groups, thousands of political prisoners, many already serving sentences, were executed following brief, secretive trials by so-called death commissions. Most victims were buried in unmarked mass graves, Iran.